The place where beer is your spirit animal. This is the perfect pour.
Hey, welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
I am Nikki.
I'm Matt.
And we're here to talk about craft beer. Nerds.
Shit, I'm at the wrong podcast.
I prefer Dorf.
it's kind of like at Fresno City when you walk into the class and they're like, this is a class for geometry. If you're not here for geometry, you're like, oh, shit. I don't care about geometry. Why am I in this class?
No, but you still sit down because you don't want to be the asshole.
Yeah, you don't want to be that dumbass that's like, ah, that guy thought he was in some other class.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're going to hang out and talk about craft beer. We have a guest.
We do?
This week.
Jovi.
We're on a guest run.
Guest run.
Run of guests.
Yep.
Running.
From Garage Door Brewing. Steven. That's it. He's just one name.
There's no last name.
We have two first names. So.
Steven Stevens.
Yep. Stevie Stevens. Yep. You played guitar for Michael Jackson, didn't you?
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. Thank you, Steven, for coming on the Perfect Pour.
Thanks for having me.
First time on the Perfect Pour.
Yep.
A local home brewer, also part of the Warthogs. I assume.
Yeah.
With your t-shirt, I'm just going to go
ahead and say. It was my first time last month.
Look at that. The brothers are just finally looking. Oh, wow. He does have a War Dogs t-shirt on.
Look at that.
I got to meet Scotty B.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, he's a pretty cool guy.
Who?
Scotty B.
Was he driving?
He's just driving. Drives right by the meeting. Hey, guy.
I'm driving. Can't talk.
But I said, Scotty B.
Scotty B.
He turns around and he's like, yeah. I go, are you driving? He goes, hey, man. Who are you? I'm like,
He knew you were cool. You drop his tagline and you're instantly in the Scotty B club.
Right.
You're also cousins with the brothers. Let's just put it out there.
Don't tell people that.
Well, I can edit it out. I won't, but I could.
Yep.
He doesn't want to be associated with us.
Yeah.
So it's good that you're here. But first, we've got to get out of the way our tailgating beers, what we were drinking before the show officially started.
Jeez.
And which was many of them, because it's just one of those weeks where we've got lots of beer around, and from some cupcake batter, we have some leftover cupcake batter, aka beer.
Ingredients.
From here on out, will be known as cupcake batter.
some Tioga Sequoia beers, piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
What's the style of that beer? Bearded Brewer piece of cake.
Dessert stout.
Is that an official category? Dessert stout.
If there's like a BJCP category, it's probably like specialty stout or something like that, or probably special interest or under construction. There's probably something
under construction stout.
Ooh.
But. Yeah, I don't think there's an official dessert stout label yet.
Nice.
All right. Well, there should be, damn it. And piece of cake is going to pave the way for that.
You mean that old gold medal winner?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Southern California gold medal winner, piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. Now it's my favorite beer.
Do you know? Oh, now I like it.
Now I like it.
Now it's important.
Do you even gold medal, bro?
Do you even medal, bro? Whatever that you need to, what Tioga doesn't come up with a bro named beer, I'm gonna be so pissed.
Do you even Sequoia, bro?
Maybe let Sequoia take that. If Tioga doesn't do it, somebody's gonna do it.
Sequoia,
maybe House of Pendragon. Oh, you know, whatever, well, dude.
Do you,
House whatever, lot, dude, bro?
House of Pendragon is on the bro border. if you will.
Clovis, yeah. Whoa.
Bro border.
Bro border.
Bros must not cross this line.
They've got bros at the border of Clovis. They're all, wait, whoa.
The bro patrol.
Bro patrol.
No, I do believe the bros are...
Let me see your bro car, bro.
I think the...
Then you just punch a hole in a can of Bud Light, and then you down it, and you're like, all right, cool, you can come in.
We've got a level one bro.
I think the bros are allowed every so often to drive down knees to River Park, but I think that's as far as they're allowed to go. They have to stay in Clovis.
Yeah. They have to stay in Northeast Fresno or Clovis. That's it.
Bro sanctioned territory.
We don't let them in Northwest.
They have to go to Bro Mass every once in a while.
Bro Mass?
And measure their truck heights.
Bro confessional? Yes. So they go into confession. There's another, like, there's like the top head bro on the other side. And he's like,
I switched my headlights from blue to yellow. I feel like I've done somebody wrong. It's bro confessional.
say your bro Hail Marys. Say five bro Hail Marys and...
Okay, all right, now let's
sorry, bro tangent.
Now let's go to Jimbo's.
That's a new segment. Bro tangent.
Bro tangent.
Bro tangent.
We are not familiar enough with the bros to know the proper vernacular.
Maybe not.
All you gotta do is drive a lifted truck and
you're in.
It's that easy.
That is it. Or just have rims that do not belong on whatever vehicle you have.
Ooh, yes.
You're in.
And the light bar.
And the light bar.
Oh, the light bar is huge right
that's
now.
That's the new thing.
Light bars are
LED
huge.
LED light bars.
Mm-hmm. You got to get a light bar, bro. Do you even light bar, bro?
Do you even light bar?
I've seen people even...
light bar session IPA.
There it is. Nice. That is... Oh, that's ours. That's do not ours. Fucking take that. That's ours. Light bar session IPA.
Copyright 2005 Purple Power Podcast.
Wait, 2005.
Just give us or just give us a beer.
Do you even time travel, bro?
My mind is somewhere else.
You're just thinking about Back to the Future 4 and how you're so pissed that's not a real thing.
Yes. No.
Stupid April Fool.
That's heavy.
They had me.
And then also, getting back to our tailgating beers, we had a Rush Hour from Tioga Sequoia.
Beautiful.
And some Catacomb Brew from this year, 2015 Catacomb Brew.
I finally had it. I haven't had it till now.
Oh, that was your first?
Yeah.
What did you think of that then?
Very nice. I will put that above versions 1 and 2.
Oh, you like that one better, huh?
See.
Hmm.
I think our brewer, John, officially said he hates... because it's his Catacomb Brew.
Oh.
I think he said he officially hates it because he's been stressing about it every day since it's brewed.
Yeah.
And that's finally taking a toll on him. He's like, how do people stress about their beers this much? And I'm like, some people have 15 brands out there of their own company and they have to worry about that every day. And
he's like, sleep.
He's like, I'm freaking out about one.
Big shoes. Big shoes. You got years 1 and 2 to compete against.
Yeah.
But that's the thing; it hasn't gotten bad, so that it's to him, it's like not changing, and he's just like, "What is it? Is it going to be what?" He's just like freaking out.
Might be the first one that's ready to go off the bright tank. You know, the others had to settle for at least a year or two.
Yeah,
before they picked
it wasn't necessarily made to be a tart saison, which the other ones have tarted up over time.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is kind of, I mean, it's oak spiral and vanilla bean, so it's just boom.
Right, ready to go right off the couch.
Right off the couch.
Right off the couch.
Right off the couch.
All right.
Copyright 2015. Copyright off the couch.
And Evil Twin Falco IPA. I guess it's an IPA.
For a can, it was actually pretty good.
For a can.
For a can.
But it was cantastic. But I'm actually favoring their session IPA that...
Oh, and yes, we had another one of more pre-show breaking. That's the Evil Twin Citra Sunshine Slacker. So should IPA.
Dare I say that has more flavor and more hop than that Falco IPA sitting over there.
Yeah. I agree. I like this one, the Citra one, better than the Falco. And
it says, fuck you, Easy Jack, is what that beer says.
Steven, did you brought this?
I bought that at the Fort.
Okay, I figured. That's a Fort. It looks like a Fort beer. The Fort's great with the, you can get singles.
Yeah. Fort? They have their own little can section.
Yeah.
And
that's huge.
Yeah.
The can corner, huge that's fantastic.
The can section is huge.
Yeah. Hey, you have to like a nice set of cans.
It's awesome because sometimes you don't want to buy a whole 12 pack or 6 pack or something because you've never had it.
So. It's awesome to just try. Like, what the hell?
Easy Jack, the first Easy Jack can I had, I actually bought from the Fort because he had it broken down to singles. I saw a Fig Tree. He had a couple of. He only had two or three.
I have one in the fridge. The Alaska.
Yeah, the hopothermia.
Yeah, I
picked one of those. Single up. Section.
There, but it's mixed in there. But there were.
It's
three.
Just one. It's like a little talker. It just juts out.
There was three individual singles. And they were 12 ounces.
I just bought it just because I'm like, I need to promote, like, convince him that, like, singles would be cool to do.
Oh.
And it was
so good. No matter what the beer was,
I was still interested.
Oh, within reason.
Because you're shopping, it's an extra $2 for a single, and you're like, fucking, okay.
Yeah.
$2.
You're already spending $10 on some bomber, so.
I fully promote singles. It's not the only way I want to buy beer, but when you don't want to commit to, for Mikey, if he could have bought a single of the Mosaic Session, he probably would have been better off than that 5-pack he tried to pawn off for 3 shows.
Yeah,
but
I hated that.
You're
that Green Flash Mosaic sucks dick. Sorry, Green Flash.
You tried to like it though.
I tried hard too. I went through the whole thing. And it never got better.
I have to keep drinking.
I just cried. I still got a game.
Trying to convince yourself, well, maybe it's better.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if I have it at 2 p.m. instead of 8 p.m., it'll be better.
I'll make it my first beer tonight. Nope.
Nope, that didn't work. Last beer, nope.
So if the beer door played all the single ladies every time you opened it in the single section, you still buy it?
Yes.
Knowing that song was going to play. You're like, I want it, but the song is going
to... Yeah, again, conditional. It'd have to be good beer.
You know Budweiser's
going to I wonder that how the profit margin for, say, the Ford or whoever does singles, like, how are they... It's got to be hurting. Because everybody would do singles if it's better. So it's obviously not better for them. Other than just
margin-wise, yes, it is. Because if you're getting $2 to $3 per bottle, and they come in 6-packs, that'd be 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. That'd be $12 a 6-pack. So,
well, I remember
versus $7.99 or $8.
I worked at Vons, aka Safeway, grocery store for a long time. I
now
actually
you're just
worked in the ticker. Worked in the liquor department. Hey, I ran the liquor department. I ordered liquor. But this was before craft beer was a thing, so it wasn't like a big deal. So, but people would just pop something off a 6-pack and then bring it up there, and you had a code for somebody.
Yeah,
you didn't say no, you can't do that. You just charged them. You had a single beer code, and it didn't matter the brand. You just had a single beer code. So if it was an expensive brand, you're paying the same price. Mm. It was an inflated price. But you're paying the same price.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, then oftentimes, like I used to buy 5-packs and they'd be like, oh, one's missing. We'll knock off so much money for you.
Hmm.
To get, just to make sure you bought it.
Yeah, I never did. I was never able to do that.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's like, under the board for you.
Well, that was Save Mart, too. Yeah. That was
Save Mart's.
That was no Save Vons or nothing.
Yeah, that's not. Vons is like.
High class Vons.
Yeah, Vons is pretty high class.
Yeah.
And then there's the Food King in Tower. Sometimes you'd walk up and there would be a short pack and you'd kind of throw a couple of beers in there and he'd just charge you like $9 flat.
Yeah.
He would just have like a mix pack price.
Yeah.
But you could get away. You could just slip that in there too. If a checker's like going fast enough, they're not going to pay attention. Well, and then if they see it, you're like, oh, and they're like, oh, let me get you another one. And you're like, no, that's okay.
No, don't ruin it.
I think it was like the first three or four times that I bought like 21st Amendment at Save Mart or a store like that. But they literally had to stop. They're like, why do I need to check your ID for this? Oh, it's beer. Because they weren't used to little six-pack cubes of canned beer.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It kind of just looked like a little six-pack of soda, you know?
They're like, oh, this is screwed up. It's telling me I need to check your ID.
That's not right.
That can't be right.
Yeah. And then when they do check my ID, they say, well, that's definitely you, because there's a big-ass beard in my ID photo.
It folds like, out two or three times.
It's a good thing your ID has your beard, then.
The shitty thing was when I got that ID, the guy was like, there's no way I'm fitting all your beard in this. But he did leave like a...
said that?
Yes. He literally said that. He's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to fit all your beard in this. But he left like a 6-inch gap above my head. And I'm like, you could have just tilted it down there a little bit, bud, and got the whole beard in.
No, I can't tell, bro.
Cut off the top of your
State
forehead.
State regulations. I just want the beard in there.
But yes.
Just give me the beard,
just
bro.
Just the beard.
But
no face.
There
just
has
beard.
Been conversations of my ID because of said beard.
Just have to turn the card sideways.
Yeah.
I think you should go all in and cut some of your beard off and glue it to the ID to finish off the beard.
That's my real beard.
Feel it. It feels the same.
It feels, see? Feel it. Same texture. This is not a counterfeit
Please
ID.
Take me away from this tangent.
And then we also to finish off the tailgating beer. We're still on tailgating beers. Scotty B, Scotty B.
I'm driving, guys.
It's gotta be Bailey Works, homebrewing Bailey Works IPA. That's a fine, damn fine IPA.
Damn fine.
If I do say my damn self.
We were trying to figure out what candy notes we're getting from. It was like a candy IPA.
Like there was like a caramel note in there. It was definitely IPA, definitely good color, definitely carbonated. That lid practically shot off.
Yeah, I almost died.
Kaboom!
Almost died opening it. So there you go. Caught us all up our pre-drinking. And now we don't have anything new.
Damn it. We're all out of beer. Time to go home.
There's one in there. And my little...
Oh, what is this mystery bag?
Is this secretive beer?
Secretive, no. It's the new Stone Ruination 2.0.
I knew that was a thing, but I didn't know that literally was a thing right now.
Wait a minute.
Reggie, listener Reggie 559 got this for us.
This is much smaller than previous Ruinations.
Much smaller.
You're thinking of Ruin 10.
No, Ruination was a bomber format.
Oh, they didn't have Ruination in six packs?
I don't think so.
Ruin 10 think
also
about
was
that.
A 22.
Yeah.
Didn't even think
well,
about
that's
that
what
yet.
I thought you meant was the Ruin 10.
No, Ruination was a bomber. Oh, Mike Lee. Yeah.
Well, maybe they're trying to shift everything to six packs because the last Enjoy By was six pack.
This is true. Excellent observation, sir. Oh.
Which was overpriced.
I love gold!
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh yeah, no, it was like a $17 12 or 6 pack.
Yeah.
People are bitching about Sculpin.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like if you thought you paid a lot for Sculpin, get a load of this Enjoy
Wait
by.
Till you see this.
Hi. Wow. So here it is. So you guys haven't had the 2.0 yet?
No, I didn't know it was out. I thought it would be another
Well, it might
six
not
months.
Be in town. I don't know. Reggie got this from out of town. He had somebody mule it to
I
him.
I haven't seen it.
So, and I heard 3BZ. I just heard 3BZ today. They had it, and they had the original Ruination next to 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I won't reveal what they thought until after we had it here. So,
okay. They simplified the label.
Yeah, I like.
I wonder
the label.
If the beer follows the label.
I like the aroma.
Very citraholic, huh?
Little bit.
Blah, blah, blah.
What
19,
percentage is it?
8.5.
That's all?
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh, it does say Ruination Double IPA 2.0.
It's good.
Centennial, Citra, Simcoe, Azca, something.
Asshat.
A-Z-A-C-C-A. I don't even know how to say that. I don't know how you do a double C after Azza.
Vinland Farms, could you produce a bro hop? Could you grow a bro hop, please?
Vinland Farms. Hops with little bro hats on them?
Bro hats. Come on, Vinland Farms. This is pretty good. My memories of Ruination original, this is better.
Yeah,
this is better.
I have not had Ruination for a long time, admittedly.
It's very drinkable, especially for an 8.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bitterness hits hard and then just disappears.
It has, it does have a little harshness to it, but it is, I mean.
Well, it's 8.5, yeah. A little kind of something.
At the end, but that's, yeah.
It definitely even looks filtered for even, which doubles can be kind of murky, but I mean, they could have a centrifuge, which that's a game changer of filtering.
Well, Stone's such a small company, I don't see how they could have one of those.
What's the thing? If you were to, like, the whole breakdown is a lot of things will use, like.
Is that like that thing you used to ride at the fair where it would start spinning and you'd stick to the wall?
Graviton?
Yeah. Yeah, the anti-gravity. Basically, yeah. So the cheap way to do it is there's sheet filters and then there's fining agents, but that can strip out things that are in double IPAs or hopped IPAs. But if you have a centrifuge, you just spin the beer at the right RPM and it spins out the impurities that you don't want.
I got an old washing machine. Would that work?
It would be like, yes, a washing machine on spin cycle.
Done. I got it.
But
got it.
Yeah, put your beer in there.
Hook it up to a 454 and hit the gas, man.
Woo!
You know, like those...
I know somebody that's got one of those.
Yeah. We can do that.
We can do that.
Like those YouTube videos where they have the... They make the dryer spin way too fast and they throw a brick in it. It's kind of like that, but different.
Yes. I don't know.
So that was on a Three Museum podcast. They decided that Ruination... With side-by-side, they had them side-by-side.
Yeah.
That 2.0 was definitively better. There wasn't anybody that was like,
no, the original's better.
It was all 2.0.
It was actually close enough between the two batches that it was probably represented well.
Yeah.
Because I know the original one is probably still within code.
Yeah. Because if you're going to go as far as to do a rebrand, you better bring it.
Better bring it. Oh, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. If you're going to reboot it, you better reboot it. Better be worth it.
Yeah.
This has to be fresh because it has an enjoy-by date of July 6th.
July 6th.
So it's May, June, July. So that means this had to have been packaged not even a week or two ago because IPAs typically are 90 days.
Wow. Bearded Brewer with the math.
Yeah. Good job, Reggie, getting this to us quickly.
Yeah.
So, Steven, first time being on the
Puzzle Corp. Now you must talk.
Now you know what's going to happen here.
Oh, man.
You must tell us your beer history. What was the beer you were drinking before you turned into craft, and what was the gateway beer?
Well, I'm kind of an Okie, so I grew up in the country.
I like it.
And
Mikey likes it.
It was like, you know, Coors Light. Coors Original.
Take him, bro.
Yellow Bellies.
Coors Banquet and...
Banquet beer. Yellow Bellies, I forgot.
I was big into Banquet beer for many times.
Yeah, all the crappy beer, pretty much.
Yeah. All that beer you would imagine, yes. Mm-hmm. I was into that.
Whatever Shields and Grantland sold.
Yes. McKinley, Hanson's.
Hanson's. There you go. Forgot about McKinley.
Yep. Mostly, Bud Light, Coors Light. that's what I drank when I was younger. But
yeah,
and then one day, you had a beer.
Yeah,
you were like, this is terrible. I'm gonna try it again.
Yeah,
we'd go play pool. You know, they had some good beers on draft, like DBA.
Yeah, Firestone. Nice.
I think that's the first for DBA. Gateway
it might
beer.
Be, yeah. DBA is the first DBA.
Playing pool with some DBA. I could see that helping out, yeah.
And then I think Speakeasy's Big Daddy, I think, was probably a starter beer for me for the IPAs.
Wow.
Damn.
Speakeasy Big Daddy. That's two another first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Good job.
Ever since then, it's, yeah.
It hasn't stopped. It's a, yeah, you're... Yeah, it seems like most people are like that. Like once you cross over, it's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can't go back. But yeah.
What would you say is? Do you have a favorite brewery outside of putting Tioga aside?
you can't do that.
Yeah, let's put Tioga. We all know Tioga's great. Outside of Tioga, outside of the Valley, who would you say is your favorite brewer?
Oh, man. I think right now, St. Archer.
Ah, yeah.
Every one of their beers Archer's I've clicking had right now. Have just been phenomenal. I will say,
really bang for buck and decent beer, that is St. Yeah, Archer right now. You can
get a six-pack for $7.99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're
good-ass beer.
That's Newcastle prices.
Newcastle prices.
I used to drink a lot of Newcastle, too. I forgot about that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all had the a Newcastle phase, yeah.
Yep, bringing them to band practice.
Yeah, but right now I just like trying everything, so it's hard it's, to
yeah, it's pick on,
a,
no.
a favorite, you know?
So, what got you into brewing? Was there somebody that did it? Was there something?
I think it was these guys. I think it was at one of your birthday party at Peeves.
Oh.
And somehow we started talking about beer. I was like, we should brew beer. We should make it.
Hmm.
And you're like, yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. That sounds cool.
This does seem familiar.
Yeah.
But if it's my birthday and we're drinking, that's where it gets a little fuzzy.
Yeah. But yeah, so I just went and bought a kit from Ben Como's.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, did my first extract. And I said, screw that. And got into all grain with the brewing in a bag. And did that for a while, and now I got the whole hot liquor tank, mash tun, and brew kettle, all the works. Just been going from there. These guys were supposed to come around, but
yeah,
like, oh, can't. We're busy.
Mm-hmm.
We suck. They've claimed they've helped before.
Yeah, they've helped brew.
So are you just like now? You're all grain now, or you just. That seems like a thing, too, for homebrewers. Like, you start out with extract, and then you go all grain, and then you don't go back to extract. Like, you just...
No, yeah, you don't go back.
You're just like, that's... Well, I'm guessing, like, as never have homebrewed before, but from everything I hear is, like, all grain, like, that there's... That gives you an option of more creativity, the all grain, than the extract would.
Definitely. Less off flavors from the malt extract. You don't know how old it is, where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you own it more with the all grain than you would with the extract.
Yeah. You pretty much get to be a chef and create, you know, your own recipes. And
yeah.
It's fun to be creative.
So would you, always interested in homebrewers, would you want to do it professionally some point?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Like that, getting paid to brew beer.
How sounds awesome. Pretty I mean, good. Yeah, doing something you love to do and you're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like making beer and have people try it and see what they think. And if they tell me it sucks, then I try to change it. And, you know,
I'm changing it.
Yeah. It's trial and error pretty
think
much.
I think it's time to try some garage door brewing here.
There we go. That's
a great idea.
We can do that.
Nick has made the move. Nick flinched. Nick's the first one to flinch. Has the fridge mic working?
Forgive me, beer father, because I have sinned.
Yes.
If for those of you that missed the pre-show, apparently that is the confession corner is now by the beer fridge.
We decided that the beer fridge mic is the confessional as well.
Forgive me, for I'm about to fart.
I drank one Coors Light this week.
Where's that voice coming from? It's so mystical in the background.
Did you really, though?
Actually, yes.
Oh, wow. That is...
That sounds like terrible. A situational beer.
It was. I was testing
a
theory.
How could it not be?
I was testing a theory to see if it worked.
Yeah, did it?
Yeah, I think so.
What's your hypotenuse?
Situation confirmed.
Confirmed. It was a situation.
It was a situation. Yes, this was a situation.
You got a sticky situation.
I don't know if we're ready for culture yet. We'll get into it when we get to culture.
Oh, sure.
Pin that down as something for us to talk about later.
We got some garage door brewing beer.
So fresh on the table in a... I'm going to guess a Coachella Valley growler.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Doesn't matter anymore. We don't get those in town.
Could be a medicine bottle.
Napolitano the Younger brought that over.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
It's one of those, I don't care if it made it back to me, right? But it did.
With beer. That's awesome.
It is a Coachella Valley brewing growler.
Yeah, best price for a growler.
There we go. So what... I heard it was a pale. That's as far as I got.
Yeah, it's, I guess, the new term, session IPA.
Oh, well, fuck. Just pass that to Mike.
Nick doesn't care now.
Yeah, I've been just trying a couple of different...
That was a recipe.
did it just shart? It sounded kind of wet.
Wet and sloppy.
I love gold!
New beer. Does this have a name?
Not a name. I just kegged it and carbonated and tried it for the first time yesterday. So
it's called beer.
Is this the first time you've had made a session IPA? Or?
Yeah, actually this year, yeah. I made a couple. The first one I left on the yeast. I didn't rack into the secondary, and it came out a little yeasty, I guess you could say. Smell like a fart, pretty much.
As they do.
I'm getting slight hints of fart in this beer. It has a good nose to it, that's for sure. Has nice carbonation. Pour, beautiful color.
Got sounds of liquid in there.
Sounds of liquid.
So this one, the hops are Columbus in the front, and then Amarillo and Citra at Flame Out in Whirlpool.
All right. Good notes there.
Not often we have an actual brewer on.
Yeah. What are your favorite hops?
Man. I love Mosaic. I love Amarillo, Citra. Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah, I agree with those. Man, this is nice.
Thank you.
This was in a can with just like whoever name, whoever session IP, I'd be like, yeah, this is, I like this.
Cool.
It tastes pro. It tastes like, I would not, like, oh, this is a home brew.
What is this?
This guy doesn't know what he's doing.
It's crisp, it's dry, it's definitely sessionable. It tastes like that, or extra pale, sessionable, whatever you want to call it. Has a beautiful nose, and then there's like a slight like dankiness that sneaks in at the very tail end there.
Nice.
Is there? Did you say the percentage? I'm sorry.
It's like 4.5.
Yep. Nice. I'll just keep it down here. Then you guys can work out whatever.
Fuck, Mike, do you need your lawn mowed? Because I kind of want to mow some lawn with this beer.
I do. I do every week. It is my most annoying part of my weekend is yard work. Oh. So if you want to come over, you come on over.
Everyone has to do it.
Yeah.
I've got a good beer.
I pay Mr. Van $40 a month, and I don't have to worry about it.
If I could find $40 a month, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one's doing my yard for $40 a month.
No, when he told me my yard was fucked up, I said, I will find the money to pay you, because it is true. Your yard is fucked up. And I'm like, yep. All right, here's my money.
All right, here. He does that to all the clients. Mm-hmm. Your yard is bad. It's fucked up. Oh, shit. Here's more money.
Was this Tommy mowing your lawn?
Pretty much.
Boy, why you bring sausage party? Why you bring ladies?
Presto reference.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what's going out there in the culture scene of the craft beers?
Nothing.
All right, good.
The local craft beer scene, Black Ops Brewing, has reemerged. They did the Clovis Brewfest a couple weekends ago, and they're starting to resurface. I don't know if they're going to have like any like open tastings. I haven't heard of any plans of like being on draft or anything like that. But they've kind of said, "Hey, we're still here. We're established in 2014. We're trying to do something." So. And then, did we talk about W opening up their tap room in Old Town?
We haven't really talked about it, no. So, that was it's open?
It's open in Old Town. I think it's off of Pulaski.
Yes.
As most things are.
And I've heard it's cold and drinkable. That's about all I've heard about it. I haven't stepped in there to see what building they're in.
Yeah.
Because there's a few buildings on Pulaski that kind of...
Are hipsters going?
The inventory changes about
That's the real question.
Yeah.
It's probably...
Are the hipsters
it's probably going? Cougars. But anyways.
Ooh. Oh, so they play Nickelback in there.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me want to raise an ale.
Wow. They just wrote their theme song. Yes. You should go to them for a commercial.
I do want to go there to see how much diamond plating they have. That is the meanest thing I'm going to say about them.
The bro bar.
But I expect to see some diamond plating.
Yeah. Something isn't diamond plated. I'll be disappointed.
Maybe they'll have diamond plate urinals.
Ooh.
All right, well.
Do you even aluminum, bro?
what else has been going on, Nick?
I don't know. I don't even feel like talking about it now. It seems weird.
Hey, we're trying to give it proper amount of time, sir.
Okay. You may now own a share of BrewDogs if you wish.
BrewDogs.
You can be investor in our brewery.
So what
that was my Scottish accent. Did I do
it? It was in the Ballish Park.
That was terrible. Is that weird?
Isn't that weird? The BrewDogs want to open a brewery in Aberdeen, Washington. And they're going...
Home of Cobain.
I think they've out-hipstered the hipsters by not doing a Kickstarter. They're actually selling shares, as in stock market shares, of their company. Instead of doing the GoFundMe or the Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get rewards still.
Or a Patreon?
Who does a Patreon?
Losers.
Who the hell would...
That's just because they want to make rain beer.
Washington reference. Okay. Rains.
Oh. You guys like rain here a lot, and we want to make a rain beer.
We would like to make a rain beer.
They're probably like, you could open up a brewery in California for hella cheap. Oh, wait, you guys don't have any water? Let's go to fucking Washington.
We don't have water.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
They don't want to use sewer water to
make their need beer. Water for beer? Yeah, we don't have that.
Sons of beaches.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to buy 2 shares at minimum, so there's kind of a little cockiness built in.
I might do that.
For $140, you may buy a share.
Hmm. Oh, 2 shares. Okay. Oh, it's $140 gets you 2 shares?
Gets you 2 shares.
Mm-hmm. I kind of would like to invest in something. And
I would. I was looking to see if I had... extra money in it laying around. Just
yeah, it's a lot, lot better than the 401k I have that I have no idea what I'm investing in.
Yeah.
It's just like, what's my 401k doing? What am I investing in? Don't worry about it.
What do you mean it's crashing?
I have no idea who I could be invested in evilness, and I have no idea.
Ooh, yes. Kim Jong-il's
brewery. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I might be all in.
The number one reason when people ask me why I'm in the alcohol industry, and I said... When people are sad, they buy beer. And it is something that will outlast my lifetime. Yeah. So
it's not going away.
Logic.
No one's ever pissed off if you give them beer.
Yeah.
Well, try handing Mikey a Rebel IPA. And we'll see
what the fuck is this? You don't even know me, man. Hey, here, have a beer. What is this? Rebel IPA.
You son of a bitch. Get off my plane.
Podcast reference.
Yeah.
Well, also here on the table, we have some cupcakes, and they're beer-related cupcakes, and they look damn tasty, and I'm tired of looking at them and not having them. It is getting really old, and I'm going to start eating them now.
This is happening now.
Yes. Steven, could you explain these cupcakes and how they're beer-related?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy. Like...
Yes, you must talk.
Yeah.
Okay, so one is like a chocolate cupcake with rush hour.
Rush hour.
So stout. You should be a little, you know, coffee in there. And I hope I don't screw this up because Gail's gonna be pissed. And one has catacombs.
Oh.
The new catacombs with the vanilla and oak. And she put vanilla bean in the frosting, so you should really get that vanilla.
Pumps it up.
Yeah. And the other one is the piece of cake from Tioga. And she has frosting with our buttercream frosting with toasted coconuts. All are delicious. I've tried them all. Quite a few times.
And
you're not supposed to eat on podcasts, but cupcakes are fine. Not
there goes your sugar allowance for the week. So,
looking good.
I know she's a very good cook and baker, but I have this thing about only liking vanilla cake or white cake yellow cake. So that's the only one I'm going to eat.
This I'm having the rush hour dark chocolate, and oh my god, this is damn good.
I went for the piece of cake with toasted coconut frosting. This is pretty amazing.
The vanilla saison cupcake is amazing.
Do you taste any beer in them, or is it just?
I'm not getting the beer so much. Was
the only one I got a little bit of beer from was
really good
the,
cupcake,
the vanilla one.
I'm not getting beer so much, but I'm getting the richness that the beer, like the piece of cake has that rich cake quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally in this thing. You could really, really taste it coming through.
Yeah, they came out good.
These are, these were memorable to me. So, like, to see her doing it with local beer is even better.
Right?
This is like craft beer cupcakes. These are things that are freaking amazing.
I've seen it done with ice cream, and I've seen it done with cookies.
But yeah.
I've never seen cupcakes.
Never seen cupcakes.
So that's where it's awesome. And there is a little bit of cook-off with anything that you do with beer. Or wine, or that's no secret.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, it is a liquid grain, which is important with some sort of project.
This works really well. I think that's the amazing part. Is you never think beer and cake would go together. They go very well together.
Ooh. No, that was actually very pleasant.
Damn well.
And then you wash it down with the same beer that was baked into it, right?
You wash it out with the same beer? That's amazing.
My birthday is September 25th.
There you go.
We know.
Tell Betty Crocker to fuck herself. And if somebody's going to make me a white cake with vanilla bean frosting, I'd rather have it be that.
I call Gail Martha Crocker. Because she can like bake and do everything else. So
mm-hmm.
She's combined.
I get what you did there.
Is there somewhere we can follow her on Instagram, maybe?
Wink, wink.
Yeah, you can follow her on Notch Ya Cupcake.
Spell that for the dumb people.
Oh, you want me to spell
it? Or inebriated
like
people?
Me.
What is it? N O T C H. Is there a Y?
There is a Y.
And then cupcake.
Not your cupcake. If you can spell cupcake.
N-O-T-C-H-Y-A-C-U-P. C-A-K-E.
I-C-U-P?
I see wiener. I don't get it.
I drink Coke. Something like that. No, these are great.
Damn.
I can't believe these showed up to the podcast. These are...
Best.
We will be in food comas by the time we're done here.
Yeah.
We attempt to all kinds of
calorie coma.
I think soft, spongy things are probably the best thing to bring on the podcast because sometimes people are like, here's some pita chips and potato chips. And you're just like,
definitely, if you're a podcaster, I recommend soft cupcakes if you're going to eat on the show.
Please do not bring peanut brittle or.
I can't think of a situation where cupcakes are bad,
right?
I'm not finding a situation where cupcakes don't work.
Yeah.
You're fired. Here's some cupcakes.
Here's some cupcakes. Yay. You're hired.
Best day ever.
Only time they're bad is when they're always there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
That's why they have
Yeah. This belly. I already got these beer
This ain't
calories.
Beer. This is cupcakes.
It's cupcake belly.
Touche, my friend.
But yeah, they're always delicious.
Well, have you guys noticed this? We are noticing it. I was noticing it on the tailgate. Mm-hmm. Untappd has a update.
Oh yeah, big.
You can do two. Update. You can do 0.4, 0.25 instead of 4.5 stars.
Quarter stars, bro.
I'm all about these quarter stars because
really,
oh, I love them. I love you these quarter star ratings huh? now. Yep. Kind of way necessary.
Man.
I'm like, this is a thing I've been looking for in my life, is Untappd ratings of quarter stars.
Quarter.
So make sure and update your Untappd so you can do quarter star ratings. I'm Dorktown on Untappd, by the way.
Are you now?
Yeah. Bearded Brewer 87.
How do you spell that, Nick?
I should change mine to that. That's
smells like cake.
Smells like cake. See? Look. Another good reason to eat cupcakes.
What's yours, Steven, on Untappd?
Steven Zach.
There you go. Yep. Simple. Steven Zach. Gosh.
Is it, well, that's your name, but is that the handle?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We'll find you.
Mm-hmm.
The Nick
Zach's,
80.
The Nick 80.
Zach's Brew?
Oh, Zach's Brew. Yeah, oh, there you go.
Hey!
And then if you happen to have a nice garage door brew like we have, then you can check into that, too.
Zach's Brew.
You gotta make up a name for this one.
So, was there
pond
any
water?
Other... Whoa, dude, it's messed up.
Wow, I don't hear you guys offering anything.
Only cousins can say that.
See, silence.
I can't think of our actual name.
Exactly. Where's all these great names we come up with?
I know, right?
Yeah. Now, when it comes time to actually come up with one. You can't do it.
You're like, oh, that's a good one. Perfect pour.
Do you even lawnmower, bro?
Do you even lawnmower, bro?
Sidewalk pail? I don't know. Fuck.
Sidewalk.
Sidewalk pail.
Nobody walks in L.A.
Nobody walks in L.A. Nobody walks in Fresno.
Nobody walks in Fresno.
This is the thing. Is there any other culture stuff out there?
Fuck no.
Wow, dude, that's pretty severe.
The APCAL, is it what is the official name for that?
I don't know.
Craft Beer Brew Festival.
Fresno's premier craft beer festival.
In Madera.
That is coming up upon us. Upon Hip Hop Anonymous.
Exeter Beer Fest is coming up.
Exeter.
APCAL. And then there's one other. Oh, Central Valley Brew Fest is coming up as well.
Oh, it's the Turdlock, right?
Turdlock, yeah.
Turdlocks.
Turdlock.
That's a big one, right?
Turdlock, yes.
I've never been to one.
Is that the one at the baseball stadium, or is that something else?
No.
No, Stanislaus County Fairgrounds.
Right? Yeah.
There we go.
We were invited last year, like we had. They were going to give us tickets and stuff, and we couldn't make it. And this year,
never happen again.
Yeah, this year, like they have not contacted us. They're like, yeah, don't worry about them.
Fuck you, they're dickheads.
So, voicemails. We have a voicemail line 559-492-0542. That is our voicemail line. We enjoy people's listener voicemails. We got a couple ones. We have a couple this week. And one of them is, I'm sure, might explain the beer we had before. I'm thinking, possibly. And he might, may or may
not. Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Nope.
I ain't driving. I'm brewing again. And this time, I'm sticking with low ABV beers. I had a Pale 31, I had an 805, and a Union Jack. And to me, a Union Jack is low because last time I brewed and called you, I was drinking mead, very high ABV, and I pretty much fucked up my IPA. Well, we'll see. It's not quite done dry hopping. We'll see how that comes out. Well, anyway, hey, I saw the Bearded Brewer on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I forgot to give him any details about that IPA I left with him. It's not as good as I wanted it to be. Hopefully you guys like it.
We did.
I'm still striving to make it even better. Oh, yeah, and my car broke down after I left Tioga Sequoia that day. And I ain't going to be driving until I get a new clutch. It's an old stick shift. It's a new clutch. So I ain't driving. But anyway, you guys keep up great work. I love what you do. And, you know, maybe someday I think you should have me back on the show someday.
Yeah.
I really do. But wait till I have like a shitload of beer to bring. I mean, like 5 growlers, 2-liter growlers, like all kinds of shit to bring.
Yeah, so we can
That's
die.
That's when you should have me on the show. Exactly.
Last all right, episode.
Well, keep
ever.
Great work, guys. Later.
Bye. Scotty B. So now this is huge news. Scotty B can't drive. Somebody needs to fix his fucking clutch. This is not good.
You know what I took away from that voicemail? He forgot to explain to me what this IPA was about.
He
mentioned
he was
that in
to.
The voicemail and still did not explain this IPA.
We've been waiting for this voicemail to explain the IPA this whole time. And then he says, yeah, I'm going to explain it. And then he didn't explain it. Damn it, Scotty.
There is still no explanation of that tasty goodness that we had.
It was tasty, Scotty. And I said Fruit Loops is what I referenced, but
Fruit Loops,
Fruit Loop IPA, it was damn good. But the important thing here is that Scotty B can't be driving right now. Mm-mm. Somebody's got to fix his clutch. Do you have any clutch? You guys are car guys. Can you fix a clutch? You over to Scotty B's and fix his clutch?
Is it a Volkswagen?
No, I'm gonna say no.
I think
then I can't do it.
I think it's a Ford station wagon of some sort, and those are quite difficult because it's one of those ones where the motor's sideways and there's only so much room to go sideways.
It's one of them things. Liberal front-wheel drive cars.
All I know is I don't understand why anybody would want to have a clutch. You know, they make cars that automatically shift themselves, right?
I understand
that they're made. They're like, We figured out how to shift, make the car shift itself, and they did that. So, like, I don't understand why you want to get a clutch. Like, I want to shift myself because I'm cool.
How are you going to pretend you're an American graffiti without a clutch? that's all I'm going to say.
You got in a field car. Field car. What's a field car? Field car is when you take a car out in the field and you plow up the field. Ha ha ha.
Hey, Milner, what color is that? Piss yellow?
Piss yellow?
I do miss those old TV American shows
graffiti.
Where there would be like the stick shift, but every scene they flash to the inside of the car, he's like changing gears. Yes. And you're like, is there 14
what
gears
is this,
in this car?
10 speed? What the hell's going on here? Unlimited shifting.
No.
We got one more voicemail. 559-492-0542. Call us about stuff.
Hey, Perfect Four. This is Eric calling from Illinois.
Ooh.
I've been on the podcast for a while now. You guys kind of helped inspire me to start up my own podcast here, the Beer with Friends podcast on the D2R network. So
I've
been listening for a few months now, and a couple few episodes ago, you guys hit up on Space Ghost. And there's a beer in the area that I thought of immediately by Central Waters called Space Ghost.
What? It exists.
Out of Wisconsin, which is a pepper imperial stout beer.
Ooh.
So, got a bottle of that to send your way.
Pepper imperial.
I'll be hitting you up on Facebook.
Holy shit.
I'm going to send that. Also, you guys recently drank the chocolate sombrero on the podcast an episode or two ago. And we recently reviewed that one as well for a Cinco de Mayo podcast. So just calling to say keep up the good work. And look forward to hopefully getting some Midwestern beers out your way.
Hell yeah.
So you guys can try it. You. Cheers.
Cheers.
Whoa.
Was that the Beer Friends podcast? I missed the...
I did too.
Hey, Perfect Four. This is Eric calling from Illinois. Been listening to the podcast for a while now. You guys kind of helped inspire me to start up my own podcast here, the Beer with Friends podcast on the D2R network.
Beer with Friends.
Beer with Friends? D2R network.
What is that, Mikey?
I haven't heard of the D2R network yet.
Come on.
But now I know. So okay. Now I'll be looking for that.
Looking out for.
Down to record?
Looking out for D2R Network. Beer with Friends. Beer Friends.
Yeah. Friends.
So there you go. Voicemails 559-492-0542. And we like all kinds of voicemails, such as that. So, Bing Con Drinking. What beers have you been drinking in the past week since the last episode of The Perfect Pour? Yeah. As a bearded brewer brings a new beer.
Oh, no, I was just getting water, guys.
Oh, that's, you suck then.
So, I only had, I think it was Iron Fist Nelson the Impaler. Is that the correct name? I finally had that. I missed it.
Finally, dude.
Finally. And you guys had it as a pre-show beer, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that old thing?
And I went home with a bottle, so I finally tried it, and I was not impressed. It was weird copper, like metal tasting to me. I had that. I had next, Mount Whitney XPA. That was cool.
Nice.
And then the weekend just sucked ass because we were super busy. So after our weekend was done, I had a Evil Twin Imperial Biscotti Brick.
Mm. Which was... That is not a cheap beer.
That is not a cheap beer.
somebody spent some money there.
Oh, and that was a total... Oh shit, there's no price on the shelf. But there's only two left, so if I don't buy it, I might never see it again. And it was like $17, I think.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oosh.
Yoch.
Oh.
Yoch.
In the keister.
I'm done buying beer for the week.
Yep.
Well, I just bought one bomber.
Everything else on the table, just put that back for me. I will not be buying that. So, totally worth it.
Yeah. Totally. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Totally. I mean, high in ABV, but you couldn't tell. Had a warm, biscuity, you know, flavor to it, as implied by the biscotti. Not like coffee, but like the cream in the coffee.
All right.
The milky.
The cream thickness. In your coffee, the cup in your cake. That was a Van Halen song, I believe.
Can of cake.
It was. No.
Wait, did you just challenge Mikey to a Van Halen off?
They came out with like a double, like greatest hits, and Hagar was back in the band, and they did like two new songs.
You're right.
And he has the lyric.
You're right so far.
And he has the lyric. He's all, you're the cream in my coffee.
Yeah, you might be right on that, actually. That sounds like it sounds like a Sammy.
Because it starts out with like a how.
You're the cream in my coffee. Yeah.
So anyways, as you were.
Never mind.
And then I had a...
Eddie's looking at me all pissed off over here in the corner.
Uh-huh. Eddie's eyeballing you. Then I read an article about how beer is good for you after an athletic... adventure. After a good workout, a beer is better for you than a protein shake. So I had a Coors Light.
You're like, oh, really? Coors Light?
Really? It was close. It was 12 ounces and it was low in calories.
Wait,
like, that makes sense.
Where was this where you're just like, okay, I will drink a Coors Light?
Well,
explain this.
So I always have a backup reserve in the fridge for my father-in-law in case he stops by randomly.
Uh-huh.
And he's a Coors Light drinker.
Okay.
And so I was looking at these beers going, hey, I'll just drink this one. You know? Because he hadn't been buying a while. And I know he's in Europe right now, so I know he's not coming by anytime soon. I got plenty of time to buy more Coors Light Reserve for him. So I was like, fuck it. Let's just drink this Coors Light.
Purely a beer drinking situation.
Situational beer. Yeah. We were doing sprints on the bike. We did... 3 laps of full on sprint on the flat, and then as fast as you can on the climb. We climbed like 30 feet in 2 minutes, which is fucking hard on a bicycle.
Yeah.
So you do a climb, you hit a flat, cruise around, then you sprint, and then you climb again. You'd keep doing that.
Jesus.
And so. Yeah.
I'm tired now. I know. Listening to you.
My legs hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. So we had a beer after that.
Right. That was it.
That was it. That was all she wrote.
Something, some kind of beer. Steven, you anything cool you've been drinking this week? Or lately, just in general?
Not really. Kind of taking it
you
easy.
You homebrewers are just drinking your own beer.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, you just go up to the tap and have beer whenever
you have
want.
A kegerator?
Keezer.
A keezer. Is that like a keger?
You
that
take like... a chest freezer and you take the lid off, you build a little wood collar, then you put all your taps
in that wood collar. Oh, so it's just like your homemade kegerator.
Mm-hmm. And you got an external thermostat controller on it. Keep it whatever temperature you want. And, yeah.
And it's usually your... So you keg as a homebrew, you mostly keg
your beer? Yes. Yeah, we used to bottle and it's just a pain.
It's a pain. Cleaning, that's what everyone says.
Sanitizing. All... Oof. Yeah. It's easier to do one big vessel than 50, you know?
So you're going to be like Scotty B's going to be like just growler all your stuff.
Yeah, yep.
Instead of bottling it, just a little easier.
Yeah, yep. But I've just been staying to the, you know, I've been liking the down to earth.
Beautiful, yeah.
21st Amendment, yeah. Straight. It's really good. Been sticking to that for a while. Yeah, just nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Not lately, anyway. It's too hot.
Yeah. It's all session. Bearded Brewer, what have you been drinking this week?
But where am I?
What you've been drinking? Been caught drinking.
I picked up a dry hop lager. I can't even remember where. It was just chilling in the fridge, and I said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna drink it.
I'm drinking it."
That was a beautiful beer. I finished off the last two cans of Slow Ride that I had. That was beautiful. I did a rye IPA, Black Market Steal the Glass from Eureka yesterday. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I did get my can glass from Black Market.
Oh, that was pretty awesome. That's a popular glassware right now, the can glassware.
As aforementioned, the singles from Fig Tree, I picked up a Hopothermia, which was pretty good. And then I bought a six-pack, and it was the St. Archer Blonde, which I don't usually buy blondes, but that was a beer worth buying in a six-pack.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, we do. Yeah, you have one in there right now. I don't know if we'll get to it. I'm not a blonde guy, but I haven't had a blonde for quite some time. So
brunettes.
Well, yeah, I do like the brunettes. So this week, I've just been drinking grapefruit Sculpin.
Oh,
basically, when you say grapefruit, you're talking about Sculpin. It's like, what the hell?
Oh, so you've been in a beer drought, basically. There's nothing in your fridge if you're just drinking Sculpins.
Yeah. So I've had that six-pack I've been going through. And then Down to Earth, 21st Amendment.
Can't beat it.
And right now it's cheap at Save Mart. It was like, I think it was $7 or $8.
I think it's $7.99.
Might be $7.99. So $8 for a six-pack of craft beer. I mean, can't really beat that. And it's a damn good session. I had a DDH from some brewery called Tioga Sequoia or something. Awesome. I don't know. Awesome. I don't know what they're doing. And I had an XPA from the same brewery, awesome. Mount Whitney XPA.
Beautiful brewery.
I don't know.
That brewery?
Yeah, I don't know. There's just like Tioga, and then they dash Sequoia. It's just weird. And then a Deadwood Porter from Southgate Brewing that the Bearded Brewer left a growler for myself and producer Becky for, and we had that.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's what I've been caught drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Any beers you guys are looking out for, beers out there in the universe of craft beer?
Open
a new beer, there's just so much going on.
I love gold!
What the hell is this new beer?
It's another fucking evil twin.
Oh, man, it's an evil twin kind of night.
Mm-hmm.
Weak.
It's called Soft DK. Take it however you want it. It's a 10% Imperial Stout. 10.4% Imperial Stout.
Holy shite.
I was at the fort, and I've never seen this bottle before. I don't know anything about it, and I just said, Imperial Stout, the brother has to try this.
Oh,
what does DK stand for?
Donkey Kong.
There's a explanation on the side of it.
Donkey Kong.
Okay.
I think it explained the diaper or something.
Whoa. It's a soft DK. Yes.
But
more like a soft two. What was that? Somebody's got to know that reference.
It's a blackjack reference?
I don't know. Mikey, did you get some?
All right. I guess make sure you got a full glass, though. This is your jam.
I'm scared of this.
I've been drinking this session over here.
That was a beautiful
session. This Garage Door Brewing session.
Do you even sesh, bro? As we're trying this, have you guys heard of this one yet?
Soft DK.
Beechwood Brewing has a beer.
Beechwood?
Imperial Rye Brown Ale. Imperial
Rye Brown. And Brown.
Do you guys have you heard the name of this one yet?
I don't think so.
Son of Beach?
Son of Beach. Why is there not a beer called Son of Beach
yet? Son of the Beach.
Ride like an eagle.
Oh.
Into the sea.
God damn it.
You ride like Beechwood, an eagle. You beautiful bastards.
I like it less.
Oh, not a Steve Miller fan, huh?
Whoop.
I like me.
Well, all right then.
Yep.
There's better things than that one song.
Yes, but they named their beer after that, and they did it really well.
Give more to him.
I liked the All Rye, All Rye IPA from Southgate.
All Rye, All Rye.
But the Rye Like an Eagle, I mean, come on.
Now you're just pushing it. That's good. Nah, I like it.
Yep.
Makes me want to watch Space Jam, and that was a terrible movie.
Whoa. What's up with this soft DK here, Nick? I need your opinion.
Nope.
You don't want to give an opinion on it, huh?
Well, nope. That was my opinion. Nope.
You don't like it?
No, sir. I don't like
it. No, sir. I do not.
There's no frills. It's not an oatmeal. It's not chocolate. It's not that. It's just an imperial stout. So it's dark, a little bit of chocolate, and bitter.
I'm wondering if the sugars from the cupcakes have killed this for me. This beer might be okay if I hadn't had these. And you know, the cupcakes are just super rich. Lots of sugar, lots of beer flavor in them.
It tastes a little sweet.
Yours does? See, I'm getting flat. I'm getting dry and bitter.
Okay, I'll give you a little sweetness there. But it is definitely dry. There is definitely a bitterness. It's 10.4%.
Huh.
And
it's hiding the 10.4 a little bit.
This is true, yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
I don't have anything wrong with this. I'm happy I bought one and not a 4 or 6 pack of it. I think that'd be quite destructive to sit in my fridge.
Was there, who are we at? I'm looking out for us now. I've lost my way.
You, go.
Me, go.
It's you.
It's called, I can't believe we haven't brought this up yet.
No. I never heard of that one.
It's called One Louder, and it is a Spinal Tap reference. One Louder Double IPA from Barley Forge Brewing in Orange County. And it is called One Louder, and the label's awesome. It's got an amp dial label, and it goes to 11.
It goes to 11.
It's and it actually has a decent rating for how the beer tastes, but I don't give a shit. It's like, I need that bottle.
I need that bottle.
One Louder, double IPA.
Why don't you just take 10 and make that one louder? No, man. It's not 11.
These go to 11.
These go to 11.
This goes to 11. So anything with a Spinal Tap reference and it's on the label, wow. How they got that one in before everyone else?
Damn it. It's in the saddest of all keys, D minor.
There's no more blacker.
That song, it's just, it's beautiful, man. What's it called? It's called Lick My Love Pump.
Yeah. That's really beautiful. What's it called? Lick My Love Pump. All right, sorry. But that's what I'm looking out for. I just need that bottle. Somebody get it to us.
That's all you need. That's all Mike needs in his life.
Anything else? Anything you guys throw out there?
Fuck no.
Jesus. So, you're talking about events before. Bottle Logic has an event for May the 4th is Star Wars Day.
Because
May the 4th be with you. It's funny. And Bottle Logic is apparently big Star Wars fans because we've had the one that Reggie bought.
She shot first,
where it's just basically a female Han Solo on the bottle. Well, they're having a big day.
Happening in the reboot.
I think four or five beer releases on that May the 4th that are all Star Wars related names of the beers. So I just want to give a shout out to the Orange to Bottle Logic for that. Nice. So if you're in the LA area during May the 4th, you must go to Bottle Logic and check out those Star Wars related.
Or you won't have the Force. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, you'll be doing the dark side. Yeah. So it's time for some cheers.
Cheers.
Time to give out some cheers. I want to cheers Peeves their fucking tap list this week. they posted it on the Central Valley Craft Beer Drinkers group, Facebook group. And that's one of the best tap lists I've seen out there.
Oh, Mikey's in quite a while.
They had the Alpine Duet, which now, since the Green Flash is doing their beers, that seems to be popping up a lot. But still, I still yet to have it in town.
Yeah.
Even though it's popped up and
even though it's the
Yard House and now it's at Beeves, I still have not had it.
Yeah, the aftermarket version is still flying off the shelves.
Yeah. And I was going to look it up, but I was going to look up the full tap list because I can't think of it on the top of my head. But
there was, I can't think of it either.
They had the the new citrus and piney hop.
Oh, Hop Freshener Series?
Hop Freshener Series. Holy got shit. That on tap. They have just a
plethora of IPAs. A plethora
of IPAs and other. It was just one of the. It just makes me proud that Fresno is starting to grow up and get tapless such as this. So
you do good job.
You do good job.
They're great success.
And then also cheers to one of our Australian listeners, Mark Barber.
Oh yeah. On the Twitter.
He's looking for some Tioga beer out there in Australia. I don't know if Tioga can send beer to Australia, but...
I know there's one guy that takes our beer to England or the UK. And there's... I don't know who the distributor is. There's a Instagrammer called Craft Beer Idiot. And he gets it's not him personally, but there's an area that he's in that gets a lot of California beer, a lot of it.
So that's weird.
I would imagine that it's a company shipping it, not necessarily individual beer companies shipping it out there. So it's possible.
Okay, here you go, Mikey.
It's possible.
House of Pendragon, Lancelot.
That's what the other one I was trying to think of.
Alpine Duet, Hop Concept, Bell's Point Grapefruit, Sierra Nevada Harvest Single Hop Idaho 7, St. Archer Double IPA. Bless you.
Studio Dog just had
coffee. Tap It Sour IPA, Dust Bowl the Rapist.
All right.
Tioga 99, how did that get there? Knee Deep Tanilla, Almanac, Saison Dolores, Lost Abbey Devotion, and Stone Chai Spiced Imperial Stout. Damn. That's all at Peeves. That is a
damn good tap Peeves list for Fresno.
This week.
That's impressive.
Pretty impressive.
Yes.
One of the most impressive I've ever heard, so big cheers for that. Cheers to Matt H. on Untappd. Oh, Portland Timbrose. Oh, thank God. I almost forgot. They've got a... voicemail I've got to play.
Yes.
I'll play at the end of this. But cheers to @_craftbeer on Twitter. Cheers to Salvador Anton. And then, of course, our Patreon subscribers. Big cheers to them. If you go to patreon.com/perfectpour, you can help support the Perfect Pour like our Patreon people are, like Scotty B,
mm-hmm.
Dave Renteria, SD Beer Talk Radio, Kelly at whoscraft.com, with who's with the W, whoscraft. And Society Mike,
oh yeah,
M. Sardina. Yeah. We haven't really talked to him much lately. He's a busy boy.
Yeah.
And Beardy and the Beast podcast. These are all Patreon subscribers. They get to hear the tailgating because they donate the $5 a month. So if you want to donate $5 a month, you get to hear the tailgating, which, you know, it's kind of a thing, I guess. And I'll come back to me for Portland Timbros. What cheers do you guys have?
I only have two right now. Instagram follower is Cool Brew Eyes. I thought that was an interesting name.
Cool Brew?
Cool Brew
Still Eyes. Still blue.
Gotcha. Nice.
And then one of my recent Facebook friends is pretty damn awesome. She is Lee Lord. She is from Smutty Nose Brewing out of I don't want to butcher this. It's a Massachusetts thing. It's Medford, Massachusetts.
All right. Just like Medford, Oregon.
Yeah.
Medford,
exactly. See, that's why I looked it up. That's it.
Was there a new beer on the table I was missing or no?
New.
All right, good. I just want to make sure. Oh yeah, that's what it is. The soft D.
The soft D. Cheers to Nacha Cupcake for these delicious treats.
I actually ate one. I normally do not eat a cupcake.
I ate two. Thinking about a third.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm going in again here.
Cheers to Garage Door Brewing for finally being on.
Yeah, finally.
Cheers. Finally.
Looking forward to Garage Door Brewing being a brewery in town. Now I'm just gonna hang out.
So I just looked up Soft DK on Untappd.
That was a bad idea.
And have you guys yet?
No.
It says Soft DK, and then there's the half moons as an explanation of the abbreviation, and it is Soft Dookie.
That's it?
That's Soft Dookie.
Dookie.
As in poop. Yes,
as in a poop dookie.
You just drank poop.
Damn it.
You're a poop drinker.
I just drank poop.
You're a poop drinker.
That's no H-bomb. That's a septic tank.
You East Coast son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I thought that would get, as immature as we get, I thought that would have got some better laughs.
I put pee-pee.
No, there's a line.
There's always
There's only line. So much immaturity we can do.
Yeah.
At some point, we're like, no.
That was too easy, Soft Duke.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, I'm over it. Whatever.
So, I almost missed the Portland Timbros. Left us a MP3 voicemail on our email. Ooh. If you're a podcaster, you can figure that out. Otherwise, don't worry about it.
So, hey, Perfect Pour Podcast. This is Cody from the Portland Timbros. I'm calling to report on a beer that I've had. So there's a little bit of a backstory. I'll try to be quick, but this guy hits us up on Twitter at ATXSTU. He is from Texas and he is coming to Portland for a vacation. And he asks us about any breweries he should check out while he's here, anything he should keep an eye out for and take back. So I tell him, yeah, we can get you some stuff, and I'll give you some California stuff because I see it as an opportunity to get a couple things from Texas and the Midwest. So we say, all right, you can meet us at this bar. We'll watch a game. We'll do a little trade, and we'll have a lot of fun. Well, it turns out he has never heard of our podcast. He's never listened to it. So he had no idea who the fuck the Portland Timbers are, and. So he gets there and he's like, "Well, you know, what's going on? What are we doing?" So it was kind of funny because he just reached out to anybody who had Portland in their hashtag or their ID or whatever Twitter handle, and I responded to him and I got some great beer. But the one that was amazing was Prairie Artisan Ale's Bomb. That was fantastic. The first thing I thought of was Coco Mole by New Belgium. Ooh, yeah. And the main difference, though, was that this one didn't have any heat, in my opinion, which is fine because I think heat in beer can sometimes be a little too weird. It just doesn't really belong in there all the time. But the chili was really prominent on the nose. You could taste it. It was very strong. There wasn't... it didn't have a lot of alcohol taste to it. I just really love the beer all around, and I gave it a 5 on Untappd. So I will talk to you guys later. Adios.
Thank you. Whoa. Portland Tim Bros podcast. Make sure you look them up. That was good. I see that Prairie Bomb a lot. I've never had it, but I see it a lot. I did not think of it as being something that's similar to Coco Mole at all.
I haven't either.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But it is popular.
I'm surprised that would be somebody from Texas that would bring that. I would think that would just be freaking flowing like wine in Portland for some reason.
Well, it is much closer to Texas. Prairie's done by Chalk in Oklahoma
City. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. But still, it's like I just think of Portland just getting everything. So,
oh yeah, that's true.
Like they were like, what could you bring to Portland?
Yeah, you can't impress me, bro.
Yeah, you can't impress me, bro. I'm in Portland.
I'm in Portland. Hashtag Portland.
So there you go. There's a makeup. Almost missed it.
Dang it.
From our email. Just go to perfectportpod.com if you want to figure out how to get in touch with us or leave us beer. You can just go hang out with the bearded brewer at the beer garden downtown Fresno, Tioga Scoia Beer Garden.
That works.
And you can leave the show beer and he will... He says he's honest in giving us that beer that you'd leave there, so we'll trust the bearded brewer to get it to us.
There's only one beer I haven't brought.
Uh-oh.
But I have no intention to drink it at home. Mr. Cruz donated a Cigar City Double Brown to us.
Holy shit.
Dang. And it's sitting in my fridge. I'm waiting for the perfect day to bring it over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking Cigar City, so I feel we kind of need to pay attention to it. So.
Right.
Yeah. When everybody's like, they're going to bring 14 growlers on the show, I'm like, probably not tonight.
Yep, not tonight. So happens. We're just so lucky, man. Thank you for listening to Perfect Pour. If you can't tell, I'm about to fucking burn out right now. Go tell all your little friends about us because we'd appreciate it.
Word.
All right, and go drink beer.
Beer.
We're going to go drink some more beer.
Bye-bye.
And cupcakes.
Yes.